What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's what we're talking about. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man,
it's about time. And I'm talking about these one-run games for our Braves. We snapped a 10-game consecutive one-run loss situation after coming back in extras last night. Mike Bell, this is what we're talking about. Clutch hitting, great defense, timely hitting. This is what we need. And thank you, Raisel Iglesias. Thank you so much for coming in and looking like a closer.
Right, and not stinking. You know, having good stuff. And certainly I thought the bullpen, you can't fault them. Schwellenbach, I mean, like the one play, that sort of bloop or that, however you want to call it, that thing down the line, I really thought, like most Braves fans, that Ronald Acuña was going to get there. He couldn't. So they get two cheap runs that way. But then Ronald more than makes up for it, stealing an extra base hit, if not a home run. And then, by the way, is there anything more fun in baseball than watching Juan Soto get doubled up? At first base, and that expression on his face.
What happened? See what happened? he got caught in no man's land. Listen, that was bad base running and certainly bad coaching by the first base coach. But either way, good win for our Braves, guys. And look, it's way too early for us to be every day in here going, all right, we're 10, we're 8, we're 7, we're 6. Just win. Keep winning, and we're going to find ourselves in a position where maybe we're talking about that down the road. But, Mike, we talked about these building blocks. That's what I keep calling them. What are we doing? Who's doing what? You're getting it. And, guys, Marcelo Ozuna has carried this team. He really has. Yep. And then Ozuna's doing his thing, and here comes Ronald Acuña for life. And now he has been the spark that we have needed. And, guys, again, look, I asked Mike this maybe two and a half, maybe 3 weeks ago. Who's your all-star for the Braves? And Mike looked at me, and he had that look on his face like, oh, man. And we were both sitting there like, the way this team is playing, Ronald Acuña deserves to be an all-star despite the lack of time that he's played, Mike, after coming off of this injury.
No, I would certainly think you guys can, again, vote early, vote often. You know how it works with MLB. By the way, like everything else in Major League Baseball, I mean, I know you just got to keep – they could make that website a little bit easier. I mean, I'm just throwing it
to maneuver.
Well, I mean, you know, you kind of lose track of how many guys you voted for. It's like a Chinese menu. But anyway, vote early, vote often, vote Acuña and Ozuna. Acuña, Ozuna. That would be my 2 if I had to pick some all-stars.
I'm with you, bro.
And maybe Sale if he continues trucking.
And he's on the hill tonight. Want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. You guys can always chime in and follow us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that is going on in the world of sports and more, guys. As far as the Braves are concerned, we have owned the Mets the last few years. When you go back and look at 2022, I'm just talking about the matchups with the Mets. We, for the last 1, 2, 3 years, have won this matchup. In 22, we were 10-9. In 23, we were 10-3. In 24, we were 7-6. What I'm telling you is, we have been able to defeat the Mets in the overall series. Now, we're going to see them, 7 of the next 10, mm-hmm. I believe it is, Mike?
Yeah. Now, 6 of the next 10.
Okay, so, yeah, correct, after last night. We need all of these games. And the point I'm making is we have had a lot of success against the Mets over the last 3 years. If we can do that again this year and have a winning record, when this is all said and done and we played our, you know, 10, 11 games, whatever it's going to be total against this team between now and the end of the season, Mike, we may be in a really good spot. We're going to have to see, though. But that's the good news is history is on our side when it comes to the last few years versus this team.
I know that we're just looking for some signs, and I said it last night on Twitter. I know we said literally said, hey, we've been asking the question, and now is this the springboard? Is this now the game where, okay, now we're going to roll? But I tell you what, there were some elements of that game that, as you said, not winning close games, the record of the 10 consecutive losses in one-run games, to not have that clutch. And again, let's be honest, how many Braves fans sat back in their seat if they were at the ballpark and went, oh, man, here we go again. We're down 3-0. But they show resiliency. So, and you're right. And look, the Mets, you know, we saw what happened in 22. Everybody who I grew up with as a Mets fan has that sense of fatalism that, I mean, only generally associated with the Irish, and they all think that they're going to lose this one too. But the Phillies are certainly hot. The Mets are not. And now that's a four-game losing streak. We got them at the right time.
All right. Can I hear Garrett's in today, by the way, for the Dominator, who's off today? Day-to-day executive producing. I want to hear Brian Snicker talk about you just can't get up when Ronald Acuna's on the field. And, you know, for years I've said he's a guy, there are many of them in every sport, but, you know, you get up to get a beer, you get up to do something, and all of a sudden you've missed an important moment, right? And Snit kind of alluded that to that last night with Ronald Acuna. And again, for those who missed it, I think his defensive play saved the game. It saves the game last night. Double play catch, Mike mentioned it to start the show. Obviously, the Raleigh sack fly is the difference maker. But if Acuna doesn't make that play,
right,
how different does this game look? This is Brian Snicker.
Well, I mean, I said when he came, I mean, he's one of those guys, you better not go buy a beer when he's, you know, around, because he might do something that you've never seen before. I mean, he's that kind of talent.
I trust the knee, by the way. Did you see him leap up there and get that ball?
Right. That's why I think some folks felt he was a little tentative coming towards the ball on the first base line.
Yes.
And then I thought, like most Braves fans in the rundown, said, I'm just, please just stop. Again, put your hand up when you saw the rundown. Just stop. Take the out. Don't try to juke anybody. Just simply sit down if you want. But anyway, yeah, but Ronald, like I said, you can't put him on eggshells, but that was an unbelievable, that's vintage Ronald Acuna, like early in his career stuff last night.
It was, Mike. And look, I was hesitant because we kept talking about on our show, how are they going to ease him back into this? And I kept saying, all right, tracking down fly balls. Because I just talked to enough outfielders to say, when you're coming off those injuries, you got to trust that cut, Mike, that explosiveness to go get the ball. And last night, that prime example of that was when he made the double play, you know, the catch and then the throw to first base. But I trust him. I mean, he hasn't missed a game since he's come back, Mike.
Right.
He's come back.
Right.
May 23rd was the day he came off the IL. Hadn't missed a game. He's wanted to play. And I think that is one of the reasons it gives me hope that if he keeps playing the way he is, and he's been on fire, Ozuna keep raking, other guys are starting to come, and we get this clutch hitting, and the bullpen lives up to it just a little bit. Not a whole lot, because I still think Alex Anthopoulos is going to go make a deal.
If the bottom of the lineup, and last night you got to combine 0-for-8 from Murphy and Harris, if those guys can ever get things figured out, Nick Allen, like it is what it is, but you got the core group of guys you talked about. And I know that I watched these at-bats, and last night I was like, I'm going, why is Verdugo swinging at the friggin' first pitch? Was I the only, again, put your hand up if you said that last night. You know what I mean? Let's work the pressure situation, right? But if you can just make better decisions, some of these guys, and some of these dudes just, I don't know, man, take 7,000 swings in batting practice. Do what you got to do in the film room. But or maybe you're just not hitting anymore. But this team still has got better lineup 1 through 9. Even with all those things we just mentioned, you could argue than the Mets. Mets are really good top heavy.
Yeah, they are. And look, they are a team that has spent a lot of money, and there would be nothing that will feel better than for us to potentially catch them, pass them, and do what we've done the last few years and win this division. It would be one of the best stories. And I think, Mike, this year would be even better than a few years ago because we weren't down this much.
Right.
And if we're able to do that, it's going to be great because we always – yes.
Right.
And I hope that that's the case. But I can't get ahead of my – you know, over my skis yet. I can't do it. Here's Snit, by the way, talking about the performance of Iglesias. We said it. I am still under the impression, Mike, where are you on this? He pitched well last night. It was encouraging. I still want to go get another guy that can close.
Yes. You have to. You can't. I mean, yes. You're hoping he's maybe the ERA is still over six, even last night, after last night. So you still have a conundrum there at the closer position. Not easy to find an address at the trade deadline. But, you know, first, as we said, let's just not put the cart before the horse. Let's, you know, dive into this lead of the Mets. Maybe put some pressure on these guys because, you know, they've kind of been living a charmed life. They were doing things without really hitting. Pitching
fold.
Was good earlier. You're right. They could totally fold.
Here's Snit talking about Iglesias last night, who came in and did a really good job.
Now, that was big for him. I think that's a really that's a big game for him because he's kind of working his way back into being a guy again. And I think he's had like three in a row now, maybe four, that see some really good signs, which is really good because we're going to need him and Dylan too. So, you know, it will probably just continue to mix and match those guys. But that was good for Iggy.
Remember a few years ago, our World Series year, when Alex went out and got a couple of bullpen guys and we had options at the closer.
Right.
It was Green. It was a couple of guys. You had options. Who was going to set up? Who was going to close? I want to get back to that. And I'm not sure if we're going to be able to pull off those moves again where you go get two guys who, you know, it's either or, you trust both of them. But that's kind of where I am with the back half of this bullpen. If we can rake, if we can do what we've been doing here, especially last night, if these guys get going, then you're going to have, and we said this, Mike, these one-run games, this is what's going to kill us if we're unable to win these kinds of games. And it has. It's what really has put us in this position.
But that's where the thing, you know, that year, if you go back and you think about how, you know, how good, you know, the night shift was, don't get it twisted, Will Smith would drive us crazy too. You've not really had that lights out. Probably the most recent effective pure lights out close the Braves had was Kimbrel. Back in the old days of Freddie Gonzalez, right?
Yeah.
And then because you had Kenley Jansen.
Well, he threw heat, right?
Kimbrel had pure heat. We've just kind of always lived with that kind of closer moments with the Braves. But you're right, Tyler Matzek was part of the night shift. Minter was in his prime. You know, there was just so many great pieces of setup, man.
Matzek, we'll never see that again.
No. That was like the stars aligned.
Absolutely. He was just such a big part of that run. But the point we're getting to is, as good as Iglesias looked last night, still got to address that. Hey, we've got a lot to get to today. Our buddy Sam Mintz was going to stop by, former NBA coach, NBA TV analyst, to help us break down the NBA Finals last night. Mike called it yesterday, said, I think it's over. And in fact, it is.
Yeah, when you don't have the kind of goalie situation you want, you want to have a dominant guy coming in. Like, Bobrovsky's just been great. He's going in the Hall of Fame. You want to have Patrick Waugh. You want to have, I mean, whoever, you take it like when Fleury was kicking butt for the Knights back in the day. You got to have that hot goaltender. They didn't have it. They had two guys that they just looked shook. And I just thought the Oilers, and that's one thing last night, they kind of touched on it, and I agree, post-game. The Oilers were never in this game.
No.
I mean, it was total control for Florida. And Florida almost looked effortless. And you don't want to be the prisoner of the moment that they can win another one. By the way, the Stanley Cup trophy goes down Las Olas to the elbow room last night. The guys are just throwing it around. It was just bananas. But that team is so well constructed. And if you can get the MVP of the tournament back under contract, they've got guys and they got depth and they got everything. They got a great coach, too. So Florida Panthers just absolutely, I would say that was the most complete dominant victory I've seen in a closeout game for a Stanley Cup.
I kept thinking comeback. This game's going to have, you know, nine goals scored. Did not happen last night. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers. They win 5-1. They win the Stanley Cup Finals.
Sorry to cut you off. Proves if you do it right in the heat in the South, it'll work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, Carolina's won a Stanley Cup final. Nashville cooks every weekend. And these guys have done it down there with an arena which is in the middle of freaking nowhere.
It's true. It's a great point, which gives us hope for us to get hockey back. All right, we're coming back, guys. Daily Downloads on the way. He's on his way back, and he got off to a very good start yesterday. We'll tell you who that is. Stay there. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mike, I think she is the most hated person in the WNBA. Caitlin Clark last night gets poked in the eye. And this is just a side note for those who missed it. But the Indiana Fever clinched a spot in the Commissioner's Cup championship game. Bottom line is they're playing Connecticut. She gets poked in the eye. She's trying to go to the basket. Boom. She literally like drops the ball. It's like, what the hey? And kind of pushes the defender, and then her teammates come to her defense, which ultimately led to two different, you know, dust-ups. Bottom line, Mike, this has become the norm, whether she's playing Angel Reese or not. And I got to tell you, it's good for the W. It's good for the WNBA.
Like I said, I mean, I was on Twitter this morning. I was like, yeah, good idea. Beat up the one person that's bringing people to watch this. And like, I get it. And by the way, some of the WNBA fans out there do not have a sense of irony, I learned today from interacting with them. I said to one guy, I go, so you were the fan before Caitlin Clark. Yes, no, he apparently goes back to Lisa Leslie days. And that's great. Look, if you love it and you dig, like, you dig what you dig. I'm not trying to convince anyone to be a rugby fan or watch Formula One. You sports, you dig what you dig. But this is elevated and it's gone to a completely other level, you know, where basically, you know, the world is watching and the casual fan is in. So, and again, the physicality, that's what they do. And they've apparently been like that. Michael Jordan, I had guys go, well, Michael Jordan got beat up. I go, yeah, when Michael Jordan got beat up by the Pistons, Magic and Larry Bird were playing. Dr. J was still alive in the league. That's okay, right. So Caitlin Clark is the show. You know, so just to me, I think there's a lot of jealousy. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious where this frustration comes from on the floor and that she's getting all the ink and there you go. But hey, as you said, nothing bad involving Caitlin Clark happens because it just drives more eyeballs to the sport.
Yeah. Here's the crazy thing, though. She was still busting their ass. She was still knocking down shots. She's tough, man. I give her credit. But yeah, the breakaway, it was a breakaway layup. Basically, J.C. Sheldon attempts a breakaway layup and Sophie Cunningham grabs her and is like, you ain't doing that. And takes her to the ground. And I was like, oh. Anyways, very entertaining stuff.
Right.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Speaking of entertaining, we're going to be at Twin Peaks Friday. Come on out and join us, guys.
Buckhead, right?
That's correct. Amundo, 2-6. And we'll get you started with another big sports weekend, plus all the great food and drinks, scenic views, hint, hint. And we're going to be out there 2-6 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So we're inviting you guys to come on out. Hey, coming up next hour, we'll talk some NBA with our buddy Sam Mitchell. Actually, I think it's in the 4 o'clock hour. Is that correct? I believe so. I misspoke.
Yeah. Pacers, a lot of folks feel like this is a wrap.
It is.
And it's funny, have you seen some of the memes and Day-Day? And we've got our man Fix-It Felix today, by the way. Garrett Chapman is running the board today for us. But it's funny, there's memes out there. Some guys are saying they're discounting the Thunder's run now to the championship because of all the injuries that other players sustained as their opponents on their way to the title. You buy any of that?
No, no. Look, you don't have any control over those kinds of things. You just play. And at the end of the day, you know, here's the crazy thing. Everybody thought, to your point about like the Tatum injury, the Celtics were going to come out of the East, right? Everybody thought the Cavs are going to come out of the East. It didn't happen that way. So it's the Pacers. Play who you play, win the chip. It doesn't matter, Mike. You know, we don't go back and change who won the chip in the bubble. It was the Lakers, by the way. We don't do that. You go play who you play, and it is what it is. And, like, at the end of the day, this is going to go in the record books. But, yeah, I think this thing's over. But Sam's going to stop by, NBA analyst, in the 4 o'clock hour around 4:20. Curious to see what he says about that. And then some of these trade rumors. Mike, have you seen some of this stuff out there? Guys, whether you realize it or not, the NBA draft, okay, is coming up. Mike and I are going to be down at the arena next, I believe it's the 25th at State Farm Arena this month. But that's the draft. But, Mike, this is that time of year where a lot of, you know, conversations and rumors start popping up. And Trae Young, his name keeps popping up, guys, as potential. Well, the Hawks could do this. We could get involved in, you know, two or three team trades. And look, I don't know if that's what the plan is here for our Hawks.
Right.
But I do think, like, they're going to have to do something. Orlando took their shot. Shoot your shot. They took their shot. They grabbed Bane. Okay, are they better? We're going to find out. But I think a lot of teams are looking at this like I am and going, the East is wide open. Tatum is not going to be back. The Celtics are going to be a different team. Giannis does not have Dame. He is also facing an Achilles comeback. You start looking at the Eastern Conference, you go, well, the Knicks, we don't even know who their coach is going to be.
Right, and the style of play. And also, don't forget, man, you had Karl Anthony Towns played the best basketball of his life because he was pushed. And now he's not going to be pushed again. So I can see a little slide back to being soft as Charmin, which was his rap before. So we'll see where that one goes. But you're right. Boston's going to be in a state of flux. New ownership, too, by the way.
Yes.
And how are the contracts going to be handled there? The team, which, again, I think the Pacers, they could add some more. Again, add another shooter, I guess, would be the thing for them. Although I think they got a nice core. You got the Magic or a team on the coming, the Pistons. You know, we're looking up at all those guys.
We are. More on that coming up. But it's interesting because there's just a lot of rumors.
So do you think we
there.
Trade everything? You think we trade these picks?
Look, that's what I would do. I just don't think we need – and look.
We don't need to get younger.
There's a lot of 19-year-olds out there that are really good. There are no 19-year-old LeBrons. We don't need to bring in a guy that's going to develop Mike over the next 4 years. And meanwhile, Trey's in his 12th year here with the Hawks, and we're still talking about development.
Right.
I just think you need to go do what a lot of these other teams are doing right now, and that's bring in established guys. Go make a deal that gets you better. Nobody thought, including me, right, Dyson Daniels was going to be a difference maker.
No,
not like this.
We didn't really even know what he was, you know, and he's been a tremendous piece defensively. I thought Reece Hoshea showed some signs. Again, you know there's going to be a learning curve for Reece Hoshea.
Sure.
And everyone wants to get into, well, we couldn't have gotten Cooper Flagg and we couldn't have got Wemby. He's a good player, and he's going to be a good player. And just a little patience with it. But, I mean, then you get into the $64,000 question, can Jalen Johnson play 75 games? You know, can he be that guy? So you've got some core. The big debate you and I've had this last few weeks is people want to make these big trades, and you're losing Jalen Johnson. So as long as you're cool with that, and you're going to be a better basketball team, you're getting a proven piece coming in. But yeah, who knows where they're going to go with this?
Yeah, and I don't necessarily want to do that. Jalen's upside is not even been tapped. I mean, like, he's just sniffing it. When you have a 6'9 guy that can do all the things he can do, Mike, and we said this, when you lost him, you lost a second shot maker, a guy that could rebound, take the ball all the way down the floor. He could dish it off or he could dunk on somebody.
That's the star. See, that's the thing we always debate. And I will not, it's not a debate, it's a fact. The Trey's never had an all-star with him. And had Jalen, you know, not gotten injured, would he have been that guy? Well, again, we'll never know. But everyone sees and recognizes the skills around the league with Johnson.
No doubt about it. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. As I said, Garrett's in for the Dominator today. Garrett, man, let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
He saved the game, guys. Ronald Acuña. Acuña for life! What a catch. And then the wherewithal to throw it to first base. He just doesn't make the catch and then, you know, grab his gold chain. He's like, oh, I can get a double play right here. He saved the game.
First pitch to right field and deep. Acuña at the wall. He reaches up to grab it. A throw to first and they're going to get the double play. Soto didn't know where the ball was.
I just, I mean, I love it. Soto's got that blank expression, and he's one of those guys. That's why Ronald probably has that effect on people like Don Mattingly over the years. There's certain guys that are a little bit of showboat that just, you love watching them just take it in the shorts, and last night that was great.
No doubt. Meanwhile, that was the play that allowed this game to go extras, and then what happened was...
Now a chance to win it, and that's going to do it. Riley to deep center. It's caught, but it will not matter. Williams comes home, and the Braves walk off the Mets.
You know, guy said, again, social media. I'm told you, Carl, I'm taking a break. I'm taking a big holiday from social media.
Yeah.
He's like, why was he running so hard to make the catch? Some Mets fan. I don't know. In case the guy trips going off the third base. It does happen occasionally. They probably won on a freaking million. But, I mean, he's an athlete. He's trying to make a play. So look at the ball in the infield. Either way, ball was hit deep. Great job by Austin Riley to get it done. And, look, that's the thing. The clutch and just all the things that have been missing. As we said, if you lose today, if Chris Sale, you know, gets lit up, which he won't, that's why I think you can start to see the Mets feeling pressure. The media is already on it. Yankees and Mets, it's like New York Post probably, Loserville, because they've lost a combined 8 games.
Yes, they have.
You know, with all the money they've spent.
Hey, Braves tonight, it is Sale, as Mike mentioned. They are throwing a guy who has not been good. We need to jump on him quick. Paul Blackburn has not been good. 6.7 ERA, and Sale, by the way, has his ERA under 3 now at 2.79. As Mike said, hopefully a dominant performance, and we get another one. More on that with Grant McCauley later in the show. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Well, they did it again. Mike, is this a dynasty with the Florida Panthers?
I tell you what, if they can keep Sam Bennett, because they got Marshawn, they got Kachuk. Bobrovsky probably, you know, he's getting a little bit up there, but I think they get another good year from the goalkeeper. They got it. Sam Bennett wins the Conn Smythe Trophy as the tournament's most valuable player with all the goals that he scored, although it was Marshawn last night. I mean, everybody was doing their thing last night. It was insane. But 4 goals in 1 game for Marshawn. But I think they have the core. I think you look at just like the argument you just made about the Eastern Conference, the same argument can be made in hockey.
I agree.
For where the strengths lie. So I think, yes, if they can keep Sam Bennett, he's been linked to Toronto. He's a free agent. Good time to be a free agent. But I still think they've got so much depth and so much – and the style of play. And Paul Maurice is a great – guy. He was a coach. He did TV in Canada for a couple years, gets back to being a coach in hockey. And he really gets it. And he really knows how to handle that team.
I like their squad a lot. They're tough, but they're just so skilled. And that's the other part about this. And that showed in this series. Edmonton loses again. Guys, it has been how long? 32 years since Canada has brought home the Stanley Cup. It's a long time.
Right. And you think about, I mean, for those who know hockey, that's, you know, the sport is where it's from. But the idea that the Sun Belt, so many folks in hockey snobs thought it was such a bad idea for the NHL to expand. And now you're seeing a team in Florida creating a dynasty.
Really, they are. Hey, man, coming up, we got to talk about our general manager. How does he get left off of the list? What list is that? Find out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So a few years ago, Mike, we were at a concert, and the lady and her husband sitting next to us were both drinking this Liquid Death. And I looked over, because we had cocktails.
Right.
And I was like, wow, y'all are really getting it in.
Right.
And the lady goes, excuse me? And I said, Liquid Death. And she goes, no, this is water. And I was like, huh? And it was the first time I saw it.
Right.
So I
does
actually,
it have any flavor?
So this one does. This is why I'm looking at this can. I know you think I'm crazy because Mike's like, what the hell are you doing over there? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 AM. So I just literally poured this into my mug. But this is, and don't judge me, Liquid Death Blueberry Buzzsaw. Flavored tea agave with vitamins.
Okay.
So I tasted it. It's pretty good.
Okay. And by the way, we don't make money off this, guys. We're just talking like guys. It's just here's a product that we've seen.
Ash, if you want to call Liquid Death, I'm all for it. But look, I'm just saying, like, I would have never guessed because I thought this was some kind of hardcore alcohol in a can.
The first time I saw the same thing, I saw it. I was at a race and I saw somebody. I'm like, what is this? I go, it's the stupidest name for something that's actually healthy and good for you. But that's what they wanted. The CEO, by the way, Mike Cesario, said they wanted to do something that was counterintuitive. I just looked it up. But it's kind of like that in Body Armor. I think Body Armor is the stupidest name for a beverage ever. And that's doing pretty well for itself.
I know, Garrett, you want to add something to this, but it's pretty good. And I don't know how many of you guys have tried it, but I think now Kroger, Publix, they carry it like in, you know, like you can buy it with, you know, six pack or whatever. But it's only 20 calories. So I'm like, hey, that's not bad. But it's water, like infused and flavored water.
Based on this article I'm reading from Wall Street Journal, you are probably the oldest person drinking Liquid Death.
Why is that?
No, because it's aimed at 18 to 34.
Oh, really?
So, but you're keeping with the kids. You're hip.
Well,
And you're not trying too hard. You just like it generally. You genuinely like it.
Look, I would assume
viability you got right there,
Mr. couple that we saw drinking this, because Michelle and I were like, what is that? My guess is they may have been late 30s with two kids. I would guess, you know, maybe early 40s, but that makes sense. What you got, Garrett?
No, it's all 20s and 30s who drink it generally. It's aimed at millennials. I drink it all the time. I love it. But the whole point is it's death to plastic, and that's really what it's supposed to be. That's why it's in a can. It's in it.
There you go.
Something
easier
like
to
that.
Recycle.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. And they had big old, like the big cans. You seen the big cans?
Oh, no, they're huge.
They're huge cans.
It's like what you find at a sporting event or something.
Yes.
It's like a Bud Light, except it's just all but sparkling water.
That's exactly. The thing. If I drink it, I would probably spit it out and go, this is water. You're expecting it to be something else the way it's marketed.
Well, and you guys know, now everybody's doing these canned drinks with like 9, 12% alcohol in them, right? I mean, they're all over the breweries. Everybody's doing this stuff. So anyways, that's my experience with Liquid Death today, and I had Blueberry Buzzsaw. Don't judge me. All right, Mike, let's talk about our general manager, Alex Anthopoulos. Our buddy Buster Only put out a nice piece talking about front office executives that he thinks are under the most pressure. He did not include Alex Anthopoulos, and I'm a little bit surprised about this. Now, he talked about the Phillies, Dave Dombrowski, who's their president of basketball or president of baseball ops, should I say, who's made a lot of deals over the years, but talking about the Phillies, hey, they've got some nice pieces, but they're not complete. He may want to do something. He talks about the Cubs as well as they're playing. He puts some feelers out there about the Orioles. No mention of AA. And here's where I'm going with this, guys. We're not a perfect team either. And Alex Anthopoulos has said, not only on our show, to a lot of people, we're built to win right now. Well, if you're built to win right now, then you have to have some of this pressure, Mike, to consider, hey, you're under some pressure to make some moves. Right. As we cannot stay pat for the trade deadline.
No, no. But again, the pressure, where does pressure come from? Does the pressure come from above? Certainly not from the management. The guys from Liberty Media are the largest shareholders of the way the Braves were spun off. So I think I've always felt they kind of work on a budget. And as long as the fans show up, so be it. Do the fans demand more? Well, the fans aren't going to stop showing up, so I don't think there's as much pressure for Alex as there is in other markets. Where, for instance, the Red Sox, they're ready to run that guy out of town.
They are, especially after the Devers trade. Look, I don't know, Mike, and I know we go back and forth on this about the folks that he answers to, and we're talking about Alex Anthopoulos and the executives that eventually he has to pick up the phone and say, "Hey, this is what's going on. This is what we're doing," or whatever the case may be. You are under the impression that those people, not that they don't want to win, but they don't put that kind of pressure on Alex, even though they've allowed him to lock up all these guys in long-term contracts and go out. And listen, there's a lot of risk-reward that has happened on this team. There just is, right? He goes and trades for Ozuna. At the time, everybody's like, okay, he's been a pretty good player, but he hadn't been great. He's been great here. Yeah. The Chris Sale deal was a steal. He stole them from the Red Sox in a way that the Red Sox probably don't want to even do business with us anymore. I just feel like I don't know what that relationship is, but I know that you said you don't feel like they're coming down on him like that.
Yeah, if you've got a mandate, for instance, if you're a Mets general manager and you're a billionaire Wall Street guy, there's pressure there because you're expecting, he's got the biggest payroll up there with the Dodgers. He expects you to, to produce championships. The Braves management, guys, just my spotty sense, you want to debate me on it, knock yourself out. They don't give him the money to expect the results. They give money. They moved up the payroll, but you're not up there with the Phillies. You're not up there with the team that you should be, in my mind. So I don't think, just my two cents, I don't think Alex has that level of pressure other than from the fan base. Because I always tell the fan base, don't get on Alex, man. This is not his fault. He just doesn't get that loot. He doesn't get the blank checks other general managers get.
New York, obviously. L.A., all the teams that are loaded, and right. To Mike's point.
Philly.
Maybe there is more there, but I just thought it was a little bit weird that you go, hey, Braves are going to be really good. And again, we've kind of lost sight of that because of the way the season has gone. But everybody, including Buster Olney, was talking about us before the season started and how good this team should be and what the expectations were. And now it comes to, with the deadline approaching in a month or so, I don't think there's any pressure on the general manager. How?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Yeah, it's all relative. I mean, it gets us. You and I had that great debate with the audience a few days back about, why are Braves fans, less likely to pull their hair out?
Do you think they don't care as much?
No, I don't. I think they just take I guess, how do I describe this without insulting some of our Braves fans that are listening right now? That they just don't demand the excellence or demand the results that other fans do in other cities.
It's a good way to put it.
And I think that they were not cowed, but, the 14 years is great. But who gives a crap if you don't win the World Series? I go back to the Moneyball quote from Billy Bean. Unless you win the last game of the year, who cares? And that team was loaded. Look, guys, the Bobby Cox debate. Give me three of the best pitchers of the generation. See if I can win more than one World Series. So, but the Braves fans just kind of, geez whiz, five-game series. You've run into a good pitcher and the Braves. I just feel that it's just this, a very, very laid back, not demanding more out of their team than maybe Falcon fans do. Or the Hawks, I don't know, are Hawks fans at the point now where they just don't give a crap anymore? I think Hawks fans want to see this team spend some money.
I do too.
And will be frustrated this year if they don't.
I do too. And I also think Hawks fans and Falcon fans are in a very similar place. There's a lot of frustration. Braves have at least won it.
Right.
Braves have been relevant
for
a long
time. And there's
a level
of success. That's the thing. Some guys, Braves fans, the argument was, are you telling me, Mike, you'd rather be a Marlins fan for 10-year stretch? And then you have two. Well, last time I did the math, two is more than one. So, if you've got two World Series, that is more than the one, the Braves. So that's, yes, I know I'm being a wise ass here. I just wish that some Braves fans were just a little more, passionate about things. For instance, we get into these conversations. Like, once you get a player, you can't trade him. Oh, you can't trade Sean Murphy. Remember that conversation? Was it Vaughn Grissom? Can't trade Vaughn Grissom.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do that. Why? But who? Where? When? You've got to try and you've got to risk.
And he did. And he has.
And you have. And Alex, that's why I say, the only limitations that Alex has, why do you think Alex has to go and find a Chris Sale and pull that deal? Not knowing, because no one in baseball knew that Chris Sale was going to come back and be, MVP caliber, Cy Young Award winner. But Alex rolled the dice on it because he can't go and sign Max Fried. They won't give him the money to do that, and that's also kind of his philosophy. He can't go sign a Gerrit Cole or any of the older veteran pitchers the way the Yankees could. Things like that can't happen here.
Is it that it can't happen or that he doesn't do it?
I think it's a combination of knowing that he's got limitations with money. That's become his philosophy.
Okay, because, see, I think it's the opposite. I think he doesn't sign old guys to long-term deals, and I actually like that. I actually think that's smart. I mean, for me, and when I covered baseball, Mike, my thing was, like, I'd always be amazed at, oh, we're going to be, you know, he'll be here for 9 years. And I always tell you guys, that's a long time.
Right.
Dude, that's a marriage. You better hope it all goes right. And it usually does the first 3-4 years. When you get to year 6, 7, 8, 9, some of these deals, Mike, 13 years. I don't foresee the Braves doing that with anybody. Right. And I'm okay with it because that's such a long period of time. And usually when those guys get those deals include no trades.
But that goes back to, you know, there was some frontline pitching when Chris was producing our show before Day-Day came in. We even drew a list of like 10 guys that you could have got. And some of these guys have panned out and some haven't. But it just that is one thing. That's why when Max Fried's contract was coming up, we didn't even really get into it. We just assumed he's gone because of the way things have been run as far as the pitching. Now, the position players that you locked up, you know, did Alex blow it by giving Money Harris a guaranteed deal? I mean, I don't know.
Mike, we said this. It's Dukes and Bill, by the way, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our buddy Buster Only was just saying, hey, there are a bunch of front office execs that are under pressure, not including our Braves and our general manager. I just feel differently about that. If you're built to win, there has to be pressure on you to deliver. If we were not any good, if we were, oh, I don't know, the Rockies, then I'd feel completely different about where Alex is in this front office. He has to continue to try to get us better, and therein lies the pressure. But we're talking about that. But we were talking about the situation just the other day when it comes to our Braves, and it just gets back to you have to – everything's got to be on the table. When you're evaluating all these guys when the season is over or even as we approach the trade deadline – and by the way, I don't think we're trading anybody because they're built to win. When you say that – I think you're reluctant to trade anybody. When you tell me we're supposed to be winning right now, why in the hell would you go trade a Riley or a Ozuna, any of these pieces that we've talked about? And by the way, that Riley wouldn't be traded. I'm just simply saying that is a guy that everybody's got to be on the table when look at this.
And I get it. Drake Baldwin has cooled off. We talked about it yesterday. He batted over like 400 and he's now to 167 for this month. But you see the skills. And you know that just like Austin Riley would do the same thing in his rookie in his second year. I've just felt that Murphy doesn't hit enough for me to, and the defense isn't all that great to begin with. I mean, I'll debate that with anybody.
Overrated?
Again, those games in San Francisco, you can ole all the stuff you want. You tell me you're the best defensive catcher. You know, I don't buy it. I think Drake Ball can do the same thing, you know, and hit better on average. So I would be willing to move Murphy just because it creates more, you know, not cap space, but salary room. And you could perhaps restock your team, maybe get some bullpen pieces. I know it's going to be a bizarro world to try to see a team that has the stuff you want that also needs a catcher. Right? You guys want to look that up, knock yourself out. But we did also find out, and we had a report, and again, we did say don't quote us. We just saw it was out there from some Stripers-related website, not an official website, that put it out there that the Braves were talking when Alex talked to the Red Sox. Allegedly, it was going to be Murphy, it was going to be Ozuna, and two pitching prospects for Devers. AA goes on a radio interview on WCNN and says that's not even close. Never even happened.
I told you the other day, when you start talking about specifics, that's some pretty detailed information.
As we said, we basically told you this was from somebodysmomsbasement.com, but because everyone saw it and was asking us about it, we did not ignore it, but we said take it with a grain of salt. And now, you know, it's
and again, he said what? If they called, great. They should be calling these
teams. And he did talk, but that was never any part of the offer.
No. And I think that's where I'm always leery. It gets tough over the years, man, when you start getting these stories because guys go, oh, this person was available. And you go, for sure. Who knows that? There's usually only three people who know that, Mike. The GM's involved and the agent. That's it. The player, in most cases, doesn't even know until the agent calls him and says, hey, by the way, they've been talking about moving you. 404-726-0929. That's our number. You guys can tell us, do you think there's any additional pressure on Alex to make any moves by the trade deadline? We got a good win last night. But, guys, unfortunately, the realistic part of this is, Mike, we could be 3 more weeks down the road and still be in the same spot. We could be 10 games out. 3 weeks from now, we could win a few, lose a few, win a few, lose a few. And all of a sudden now, we're in mid-July, and we're in this same spot. And you guys are going to tell us on this show, you're going to call Dukes and Bell and go, yeah, fellas, I don't think Alex should do anything.
Yeah, come
on. That's what you're going
to
do?
Right. But right now, the first step is to bite into this lead, is to dig in, get closer in the wild card. So now it's viable.
It is.
Because, again, we've been buyers at the trade deadline for 7 years now. You know, and we're not going to be, to Carl's point, sellers if that can happen. Right now, 6.5 in the wild card. The Phillies lost last night. So Phillies and Mets lose. So it's great for the Braves.
It is.
And now with Chris Sale and the Mets, let's be honest now, maybe a little wobble, 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 you know, with a guy with an ERA over 6 going up against Chris Sale. Advantage Braves tonight. Go get it.
They're all big now.
Right on, Skipper.
We created that.
Catch them at the right time. Hey, hit us up. Follow us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and the radio show Dukes and Bell 929. That's just interesting stuff, man. And look, if you feel like Mike and you say, look, yeah, I mean, I care, but I don't care that much, then what are we doing? Like, seriously. If you're one of those fans, and I don't know if you are, like, oh, I care, but I don't care that much, we should be caring like crazy that our team is the best it could potentially be every single year. We are already ready to run Terry Fontenot out of here, and the season hadn't even started yet. Every year.
Well, you got, again, in the NFL, 7 years is an eternity. We'll be on our eighth season. His four under his stewardship as the general manager.
Correct.
So you've got to produce. You know, it's let's be honest, you know the old Jerry Glanville. NFL, not for long if you keep this up. But with the Braves, I just think the fan base is a different mindset. You know, I got Braves fans that are arguing about exit velocity. And I'm like, well, I don't care. I mean, great. I mean,
what is that, by the way? I mean, off the bat. Yeah. Off the
who
bat.
Freaking cares? But if you hit it directly at someone, you're not helping me. You know, I mean, there are more than one ways to skin a cat or have it at bat. You know, but the way people locked in on this crap just drives me bananas.
Mike, here's the thing about that, and I told you.
I don't know, maybe more Braves fans are nerdier than the other sports teams in this town. I don't know. Maybe that's a small portion of it.
I've always said, and look, Chipper Jones never talked about exit velocity when he was playing because he didn't care. It was, I'm going to hit the ball where they are not, and I'm going to get a base hit. It's simple. And look, you can hit a ball as hard as you want. If it's a line drive and it's an out, it's still an out. It doesn't matter. But I know you got deep into that conversation with nerds right. A few weeks ago that just wouldn't go away. I mean, every time I looked up, there was somebody else coming at you.
I mean, to me, the essence of competition and why you root as a fan, why whether you go to one game or you have season tickets, why you wear the hat, you buy the shirt, is because you're passionate about it. And if your team isn't trying to do everything in their power to win a championship, why should you care? That's it.
We're coming back. Fourth and one's on the way. The Ravens got better today, at least in a lot of people's minds. We'll tell you why on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.